Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Team Broadcasting.
Once again, to probably your best decision of the week, you come once again to Cafe Mahogany, where I am Took, your host, along with the first lady of Blog Talk, Sister Tiki. Tiki, you there?
I am here.
All right.
I am on the mic.
On the mic and in the house.
And in the house?
In the house.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody get you a nice warm drink. Get ready to sit down because we got another good one here on tonight. I'm excited about this particular topic. But before we get started, as we do every week here at Cafe Mahogany, we start out on a very light note. And in what I enjoy so much about the First Lady of Blog Talk, Queen Tiki, is that she's a woman who not only enjoys but knows her sports. So, Tiki, I mean, I think I got a question that everybody had this week. What was he thinking throwing that ball?
I don't know. I think it was the play that was called, and I think he was being a team player, and he threw the ball. I guess that is the thing that is going to ultimately define him as a good quarterback or a great quarterback, whether you go away from the call in moments like that.
Right.
A great quarterback would have given the ball to Marshawn Lynch despite the call.
I've been hearing that. They've been, you know, comparing them with, you know, and I know my boy, there's no way Dan Marino then sent away many a plays Don Shula didn't send in. So,
right.
Yeah.
So, I am a fan of Russell Wilson, the player. I like him. I think he is going to have a long and esteemed career in the NFL. I think as he become, despite the fact that he's a Super Bowl champion, right, and made a repeat appearance, I think there is still a level of comfortability that he needs to grow into.
Right.
And this is one of those lessons, those hard lessons that keep you awake at night.
Right.
But he seems, from what I've seen of him, he appears to be a mentally tough individual.
Right.
And I feel like he's going to be all right. It was the Seahawks game to lose, right?
It was their game to lose. Yeah.
And they lost it. You know, I don't know. I can't say that New England won the game. I can say that Seattle lost the game.
Right.
So,
right.
It was, I would not have wanted to be, for that to have been my team in that situation.
Right.
I don't think, I think you guys will be slow singing and flower bringing had that been the 49ers. Tiki has died, you know? So the girl has expired, you know? I just don't think I could have lived behind it. So, but they made it a game. It was not last year's Super Bowl, you know?
Right.
It was a highly contested battle, and like I said, it was Seattle's game to lose, and they lost it.
Yeah, well, keep it in the flavor of, you know, what we do here on this show and talk about things that we don't talk about. You know, something that is out there and folks, you know, want to cloud it as a conspiracy theorist is, you know, they say they didn't want to give Marshawn Lynch that ball because they wanted the good, pure quarterback to be the hero. And they did not want Marshawn Lynch to, because Marshawn Lynch winning that Super Bowl MVP would have been a media nightmare.
Well, I've read some of the conspiracies online, you know.
Right. Right.
But I'm not a fatalist. Some people believe things that happen are fated to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we create our own destinies.
Right.
And if there are any truth to these theories or not, Marshawn is going to be all right.
Right. Right, right.
Marshawn is still bigger than that moment. You know, yeah, he's still bigger than that moment. And even after that moment when, you know, they wanted to, again, put mics in his face about the call that was made, he said he was not at all surprised by the call because football is a team sport. And that is the classiest response that you can give in a moment like that. And the guy in a lot of circles, in the minds of a lot of people that, and especially young people that don't mind being individuals,
right,
he's a hero.
Mm.
So it's been fun watching him tell a whole lot of people to go to hell. I like it.
Right, and you know what? My only concern with that is that you can tell a whole lot of people to go to hell when you got talent.
Right.
And the problem is there's a whole lot of folks who have aspirations, but they just don't have the talent. And
right,
they leave watching this very talented and very valuable employee tell his employer to go to hell, and they confuse that with themselves. And they're going to end up finding themselves out and out of a job and out of a career if you have that mentality. So, I mean,
hopefully they look at the NFL like I look at it. And I don't look at the NFL like an employee-employer relationship.
Right.
Because there are a lot of people that can play football.
Right.
But there are not a lot of people that can play football at that level.
Right.
So it's
right,
not as if, you know, you can say, "Hi, Marshawn, you're fired, and I have another Marshawn tomorrow." No. This is a partnership that says you're going to pay me X amount of dollars because I bring a special talent to the table.
Right.
And that if you do fire me, there are 31 other companies just like you ready to hire me. You know?
Right.
I don't have to be headhunted to say Marshawn Lynch does not have a job will make 31 other teams salivate. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so
yeah,
it's not in its entirety a employee-employer relationship. And I hope people get that and understand that their situation is different. But not only what's to be admired about Marshawn is his talent, his work ethic is on display.
Right.
It's on display in what he says. He embodies the theme of team. That's what he projects, that he's a part of a team. And I think that is a good projection to have. I posted a video that of NFL Super Bowl week where he had like 4 or 5 minutes he had to sit in front of the media.
Mm-hmm.
And truly, a lot of the questions had very little to do with football.
Mm-hmm.
And he was right. He was like, "What do y'all want me to say? You want me, you know, I'm going to sit here for the next 3 minutes and look at you."
Right.
because they didn't have questions about football. One guy tried to ask him about his charity and you know, the inner cities that he worked in. He was like, you really want to know about that? Come meet me out there in those streets, in those city streets that I work in, and we'll talk about that out there. And, you know, I thought it was the most genuine thing I had ever heard.
Right. Because we know
that. It's only so many times you can tell the media I'm a part of a team.
Right.
You know, they want to talk about beast mode. They want to hype him up as an individual, and that's not what the man wants. He wants it to be understood that he's a part of the team. And what's not to celebrate about that?
He's a consummate player. All right.
Yeah.
And you know what? You said a key word, celebrate.
Yeah.
Celebrate. Because tonight we're talking about national celebrations that come every year about this time. And when February comes, Black History Month. And Tiki, I'm going to, because we keep it real and keep it honest here on this show, I'm not only not a fan of Black History Month, but I hate Black History Month.
Well, Tuk, that's your business. Kidding. No, seriously, I am a fan of Black History Month because I understand the necessity of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the show we're about to have, we're going to explore the pros and cons. We're going to talk about that hate you feel for Black History Month, what drives it, where it comes from, and what we can do, if anything, my esteemed co-host, to get you back on track.
Oh.
It could be that any argument that I set forth is not compelling enough to change your position. Even though, wait a minute, let me think about this now. Weren't you a Republican when I met you? I don't think so. If I can change a man's political affiliation.
I think we need a break.
You need a break? Okay, I'm going to let you break because that Republican thing, you lost a few points with that one. But, you know, since you voted for my man Barack, I'm going to let you back on in the game.
Yeah, that's right. Republicans for Barack. Amen. We'll be right back. We'll be right back after
this. Okay.
You're inside the Cafe Mahogany with your host, Tiki and Tuk, the place where we talk about what we don't talk about. For those of you that could not join us inside the cafe, we still want to hear from you. The number to call is 516-595-8113. So pull up a seat, order a drink, and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you a business owner looking to expand your business nationally? Well, join the hottest internet radio network, Team Broadcasting. Advertise your business or organization on this program or others. Choose from a winning lineup: Selma Toro's Baseball, Toro Talk, Bridging the Gap, The Lonely Hearts Cafe, and Cafe Mahogany. We look forward to partnering with your business to help you grow, whether it's locally, regionally, or nationally. Contact us for more information, 334-505-1940, or send us an email at yourteambroadcasting.com, 334-505-1940, or yourteambroadcasting.com. We look forward to partnering with you.
With your host, Tiki and Tuk, the place where we talk about what we don't talk about. For those of you that could not join us inside the cafe, we still want to hear from you. The number to call is 516-595-8113. So pull up a seat, order a drink, and tell us what's on your mind.
we're back. Back here at Cafe Mahogany. Once again, you can listen in, and if you'd like to call in and participate, you do so at 516-595-8113. Tiki, we talking about Black History Month, and you said before we went to break that you thought it was possible to turn me back in favor of this quasi-celebration.
I did, but first I would like to explore or talk about what it is exactly that is off-putting to you about this month and what it represents.
You know what? That's a good word to use, off-putting, because when you said that, I thought back. I've been off-put about Black History Month since I knew any better. As a child, as in kindergarten at, you know, St. Dominic's Grammar School, as a five-year-old, you know, just first, you know, the need for it. 'Cause I was educated at home, you know, having a relatives that were Black Panthers and things of that nature, and growing up in, you know, in West Side projects and things of that nature. I was a very pro-Black educated young man. I was very confused back then, and I've lived a little bit. I'm 45 now, so 40 years later, I'm still confused as to what is it that the nation claims to be doing and, quote, celebrating us as a people, where in my 40 years, it's never looked like a celebration. To be honest with you, and I mean, this forum, which allows us to do just such, to talk about what we don't talk about, I don't, you know, from then and up until now, you never see so many slave movies until movies of depression of a people until February comes. What is it about it that you're celebrating? I don't see a celebration. I see a education and a re-education of a reset on continued generations to come along that educates them on who the African in America is to this country. And it took, as I got older and growing up in diverse communities and diverse schooling, of course, and then being blessed enough to work in diverse workplaces, for other non-African American cultures to ask me during this time of month with confusion, being educated as, you know, I work with a lot of Filipino people and people that are coming into this country anew, and they're educated right out that, you know, Blacks, you know, aren't a race to look up to. That's the impression that they get, because they walk into things such as this Black History Month, and there's nothing positive that comes. Of course, now don't get me wrong, there's some sprinkled in, you know, some positive stories here and there. But what has set me aback from then up until now is the need during Black History Month's, quote, again, celebration, the need to annually include all of this negativity about our heritage. And, you know, the negative definitely outweighs the positive.
So let me ask you this.
Sure.
Do you know who Carter G. Woodson is?
Tell us.
Carter G. Woodson is a noted black historian, and he is the father of Negro History Week.
Okay.
Black History Month has a theme, and it has had a theme every year since 1929. The theme for Black History Month, the celebration for 2015, the theme set forth by the Association for the Study of African American Life and History, the theme set forth by them for 2015 is A Century of Black Life, History, and Culture. Now, Dr. Carter G. Woodson's original intent for Black History Month was for it to be a period of study for black adults to self-teach and learn about their own origins in this country. And this foundation, the Association for the Study of African American Life and History, has been setting forth a guideline for those studies since 1929, and that theme. And every year it has had a theme. And you can go on the ASALH website and look up every theme. Everything since 1929 is listed on their website. Now, Daryl Michael Scott is the professor of history at Howard University. He is also the ASALH president. Now, according to him, the purpose of the themes is to shy observances of Black History Month away from the individual accomplishments of black people and focus on deeper reflections of history that stop black people in particular from seeing themselves as people with no past. Now, here's my take on where you're at and where so many others are with Black History Month. A lot of people with your position about Black History Month have that position because you don't know. You don't know the history of the month. You can't speak to it if confronted by non-black individuals about why it existed, what you're celebrating. And that can be intimidating, to be faced with something you have no idea about and to try to speak to it. It is, and I'm not saying that to be arrogant or funny, but it's true. I've been faced with questions like that about why something exists. Why black people do this? Why black people do that? And
but see, my position is black people are doing
this. There was a certain time that I thought, I was like, are they serious? But I realized that it would behoove me to be in a position to know these things, not just if asked, but to know them for myself.
Yeah,
and
well,
that's kind of when we get into talking about, if you're not going to see the slave movies, if you're not going to see the history of what actually did happen to black people in this country, the origins of our beginnings in this country, if you're not going to see that, what do you want to see?
That's not what I'm saying, and please don't misinterpret my position. My position is not knowledge or lack of knowledge or not wanting it. That's not my position. My position is when you claim that you're celebrating me, damn it, celebrate me. That's what I'm talking about. But see, that's wrong already. You should be celebrating yourself. Right, no, but see, that's what I'm saying. Do you really believe that black folks are the power behind having this month?
Is it us that's making this month happen every year? Because you can call it whatever you want. I'm a conspiracy theorist. Whatever the case is, black folks don't have the power to put aside a month every year to say we're going to celebrate ourselves. That's not where I'm coming from. I'm coming from the powers that be that says this is Black History Month and you're not doing a good job at celebrating it. That's where I'm coming from.
What powers it be?
Because right now, if you stop right now, Tiki, do you feel like you're being celebrated?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't
see
it.
And I'm not being celebrated, and I understand the context of your question, but there's not any time that I'm not being celebrated, and it's not just about February.
That's my point, because you celebrate it all year, and any African in America, you know what I'm saying? You got to feel good about yourself beginning to tackle this world on a daily basis. What I need to set aside a month for is say, highlight it, I'm really doing it this month.
The point is, Black History Month, okay, it is widely understood and noted that Americans are not big on history, not just Black history, on any history. This country is not about that. We're just not historians in this country. And it's only in the month of February, and I'm in Shireen, our original guest on this show when we had our pilot show about the N-word, Shireen Ball was our guest, and she has another article out about Black History Month. And so I had an opportunity to read it,
okay.
And I agree with her in that we've allowed, let's say McDonald's, Coca-Cola, we've allowed industry to come in and sell us our history. They'll take Black History Month and promote it through slick marketing and sell us stuff. Now, is Coca-Cola wrong for selling us our history? Or are we stupid for buying it? Black History Month, and when we started this conversation, I made it a note to tell you, to tell our listeners, what the celebration theme is for Black History Month this year. Now, as individuals, as groups, as institutions of higher learning, do we choose to go out there and say, hey, this is what Black History Month, this is our theme for this year, and let's celebrate it from this vantage point? Do we own it? Or do we allow industry to continue to sell it to us with their products, with their brands? So now knowing, my dear co-host, that Black History Month has a theme and that it is truly a celebration, where is your individual responsibility to it, to the celebration, to knowing what the theme is, to put it out there, what the theme is, what it's about?
Well, I mean, they'd be in trouble if they're looking for me and my responsibility towards it because I don't feel it's necessary. So
right.
I'm not going to be one to push it for this month. I'm pushing the importance of blacks and Africans in America all year round. I don't need to stop for the shortest date, the shortest month of the year and say, this is our month now, let's pay attention. You know, it's about the blacks this month because what is that saying? Because soon, you know, just hold on a little bit longer in a couple of weeks, it ain't going to be this month no more. And, you know, my thing is, you know, and I went through three levels of the United States schooling systems. And, you know, we are almost absent from the history books year round, other than when this month comes. And then when this month comes, you got a handful of folks you want to talk about from the past, you know, just wonder.
Okay,
you know.
So if we're almost non-existent in history books during any other time, and then we take away Black History Month, and then there is no pressure to say to us anything about the history of blacks in America, then I'm not sure I understand your point.
I'm not talking about, you're not understanding. I'm not talking about vacating and having nothing. I'm talking about emphasizing and promoting all what we do all year round. You would think that blacks aren't relevant, but in February. You know, I mean, we are here, and we are relevant. And, you know, I mean, I think there's a conservative effort that says, I don't care if you do have a black president. We don't see you until February. And we even go, you know, your most prominent leader in our eyes, Martin Luther King, we ain't even going to celebrate his birthday. We're going to tell you what day it's going to be, King Day. That's not his birthday. That's the day we set aside to tell you when you're going to celebrate it. And you're talking about, you are totally correct, Tiki, about our people and our refusal to know even our own history. Most folks thought Martin Luther King's birthday was the day we had off on holiday. It's the 15th,
right,
people.
Right, but the 15th falls on a different day every calendar year. So the celebration, the observance, always is on that Monday following his birthday, which is, no matter what that date is, the observance is that Monday. And it's not date specific. It's the Monday following his birthday.
Right.
Always.
Right.
So I get why that's set that way.
It's just like any other holiday. Yeah, exactly. Any other holiday. When 4th of July falls on, what day do you celebrate? Whatever day it falls on.
And it's called the 4th of July.
Yeah.
So it can only be
Christmas
the 4th of July.
On what day they celebrate Christmas? Do they move that?
Do they move Veterans Day?
Memorial
Day is always the last Monday of the month, right?
Yeah, but
it's
that's not
Memorial Day, no matter what the date is. Is it always the last Monday?
Right. So with that said, there is a prominence that's put on, and there's, you know, they're selective. And, you know, either you're going to recognize this man's birthday or not. But don't move it around at the convenience of everybody. And then even when it's on that Monday, they do everything to try to get you to go out and work and do something other than take.
It's not even when it's on that Monday. It's always the same Monday every year. It does not change. It's the same Monday. It's the Monday following his birthday every year. It does not change.
Right.
It's like Memorial Day. It is the last Monday of the month every year. It does not change. It's like Labor Day.
I completely understand what you're saying, but my thing is, I don't feel that you would receive me celebrating your birthday 6 days later than what it is.
Right.
Period. Either it's your birthday or it ain't. Either I'm coming with the gift, or I'm acknowledging you on your birthday, or I'm not. So, you know, I mean, don't attack Arizona for not participating. Y'all ain't participating either if you don't do it on the day. Period.
It's not his birthday that's being celebrated, too. It's called the Day of Service.
Yeah, well, I agree with you of what they're calling it. You're right. But, you're only observing it because it's the man's birthday.
So why can't we as black people do that then? If you look at the way you started the conversation about King's birthday.
Yeah.
Why do somebody have to make that a holiday for you? Why do you
Yeah, because see, if you're talking about individual, I don't work on the 15th of every January. It's a vacation day for me. So you can't ask me individually, but collectively, I'm with you. Collectively, if we could all come together, if we could all do it as one, but not, you know, you can't get all the black people to do all of nothing at one time. That's what kills me when they talk about, you know, and you're right about educate. There are some people who feel that Obama is president because all the black people came together. Do you know first with the census, you only make up 11%. We make up 11% of the population. If all the black people came out and voted in one direction, which you know is impossible to do anything all at one time, then all the others went the other way. He would have lost by 89%. So this is a collective of all races and colors and everything. It means something to everyone. My thing is quit blowing smoke up whatever orifice you want to pick, and, you know, quit telling either you're going to celebrate his birthday, and either you're going, if this is going to be Black History Month, and you're going to celebrate the accomplishments of great Africans in America, then do it. Don't quit giving.
That's not
me
the purpose of Black History Month. I told you at the beginning of the conversation that Dr. Carter G. Woodson, stop talking over me. I'm talking. With his purpose for having Black History Month was to get away from trying to highlight individual accomplishments. That is not the purpose of the month. It is to call out the greatness of individual contributors of Africans in America. That is not the purpose of Black History Month. Again, that is not why it exists. And it exists in February because as a historian, he noticed that Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln's birthdays were two non-recognized holidays celebrated by black people back then. Both their birthdays were in February. So February was not picked because, oh, we're going to give the niggas the shortest month of the year. Dr. Carter G. Woodson picked February because back then black people celebrated Frederick Douglass's birthday and Abraham Lincoln's birthday on their own. So Black History Month came about because those celebrations were already happening in February. And so to make that association, it wasn't a leap. It wasn't a jump to say, hey, we're doing this in February already. Let's have a celebration of a people in February. So nobody is saying, oh, what these they? I already told you who owns the promotion of Black History Month in this country. And I also told you who's raping it. Big industry is raping Black History Month in America. The Association for the Study of African American Life and History, it is the organization that promotes the celebration of black people because they don't have the money and the power to get those things to the masses for a unified celebration. It's the fault of black people. So
oh.
Black History Month isn't the problem. Black people and what they find important is the problem.
Ooh, I wish I could say something. Am I on here?
Yeah,
you're calling. Where you calling from?
California, IA.
All right. So, who in
California.
Your name?
Well, thank you. My name is Ra. And
hi,
I'm calling before. Excuse me?
Yes, sir. I said, hey, Ra, what's your question?
My question is, are you guys debating the relevancy of Martin Luther King's birthday or Black History Month, period? You guys sound like, I know I'm coming in late, but it sounds like you got a lot of things going on.
Well, no, Martin Luther King's
I
birthday came up as a part of the conversation, but the topic of this show, is
mm-hmm.
the ask is, are you a fan of Black History Month?
Okay.
Or not a fan of Black History Month?
Not a fan, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Black History Month is like the songwriter who gets credit for your favorite song. Oh, he wrote that? Didn't know that. Oh, he made peanut butter? Didn't know that. It's like America throwing you your. What do they call that? With your royalty check, oh, it's time for these black folks to get their royalty check. Let's go on ahead and, you know, acknowledge them for whatever it is we have done in our history. Now, it would take more than a year to acknowledge all of those accomplishments, and the damn show ain't going to take 28 days to do that. But first and foremost, it has to be in the books. If it ain't in the books and you're not getting fed that, then there's no way that you can actually participate in something that you don't know about, because you don't know what you don't know. And if they take 1 month out of the year to force feed you centuries of accomplishments of my people, then it's really not worth celebrating. It's just not, at least not in my eyes, in my honest opinion.
If they who?
White people. America.
White people has no interest in teaching you anything. Why do you think white people care to teach you anything about your history?
That may be true, but we go to their schools. So if that's the complete truth, and white people have no interest in teaching us things, then we need to start opening up our own schools and doing all of these educational things ourselves, like back in the 60s with the Panthers and all that stuff. What'd they do to that? They shut that down. So you can't be mad at a whole generation of
people. Can you start a charter school? Why don't you?
I wish I could. I had the funds to do that. I would definitely do that. But I'm sure there's an athlete out here with the readily available,
So you want an athlete now? You want somebody, you want Oprah or an athlete or somebody now to come save you? You don't want to get out there and have a grassroots organization and do it yourself?
No. See, that's an economic question, and I'm not economically able to do that. If I was, I would, but there are economically able people with the same goals and interests that should be doing that.
If you're going to reference something like the 60s, those were grassroots organizations that came together and raised the money to do what they needed to do. They didn't look to see if their movie stars, their entertainers, their athletes had the money and would come in and save them. So if you're going to promote an idea like that about what the Black Panthers did or what happened in the 60s and how that came about, then you got to embrace all of it. You just can't come on here and say, there should be an athlete somewhere. No, let's not do that.
Let's not look for a savior.
Let's not cop out.
We're not copping out. But if we going to embrace it all, and you're saying we're talking about relics of the past, then what are we doing celebrating a relic from the past, Frederick Douglass? And what are we doing here celebrating this relic of a past from the past? This is a relic
from
the past.
We're not.
I'm just saying.
We're not doing that. We're not celebrating.
You said organizations from the past.
I understand that you joined the show late.
Okay.
And I started the conversation with a history lesson. And the founder of Black History Month was Dr. Carter G. Woodson.
Okay?
And he started this. It was originally, he is the father of what is called Negro History Week, which eventually involved Black History Month. His purpose was to celebrate a people, not certain people. When all of this was happening, certain people like Frederick Douglass was being celebrated. Certain people like Lincoln was being celebrated. His thoughts was to not celebrate individuals, but to celebrate an entire culture of people. Is that difficult to understand?
That is not difficult to understand.
Okay.
So with that being said, as you heard, I said in my opening statement, I said the accomplishments of my people. I never said any one particular. I meant the whole shebang.
The whole shebang, but that's not what you said. Okay, so this year in 2015,
This year, the celebration theme is a century of Black life, history, and culture. That's what 2015 Black History Month celebration is about. It has been sent out to school systems. It has been shared as far as the association's dollars will allow.
Mm.
However, not everybody is going to hear about that. What people are going to hear is on the Tom Joyner Morning Show when they take certain individuals and highlight them. On Steve Harvey, when they take certain individuals and highlight them. On your McDonald's commercial, when they're trying to get you to buy their food, they're going to put forth a certain accomplishment of an African American and highlight them. Coca-Cola is going to do the same thing. Best Buy is going to – entities and industries all over America are going to sell you their history, your history with their brand, and you're going to buy it. And they're going to sell you the individuals. And you're going to hear the accomplishments of these individuals, and you're going to be proud. You're going to be proud that everything from the ice cream scoop to the Internet was invented by a Black man in America. And while all of these things are true, they are celebrations of individuals. They are not what this month was intended to be. So why you have complete disdain for the month? Try having disdain for people that have become lazy, that don't want to self-educate, that don't want to take responsibility for what the celebration is supposed to be about. So before I get upset and say all Black History Month does is show slave movies and belittle Black people and show our hardships in this country, before I jump on that bandwagon and say that, I'm going to try to find out first what
can
was
I,
the intent.
Can I
inject in
here? Go ahead.
Okay. If you open up a U.S. history book right now today in 2015, how big of a chapter do you think we have in that book?
We don't have
now,
a chapter.
Man,
we
hold
have
on,
a
hold
paragraph.
On, hold on, sister, hold on. I'll let you speak.
And you're my guest. And you've probably been on too long, so get to your point. I need to get to my next caller. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow, I'm like, where'd that come from? I thought we were having intellectual conversations.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, but in those books, even our updated versions of 2015, how many pages do you think we have now? Has it gone from 30 maybe to 35 or? And let's not, forget where we're going to start from. We're going to start from slavery. We're going to start at slavery, and the last time I checked, it ended with the Civil Rights Movement. So,
Brother, I'm going to have to disagree with you real quick. We have never had 30 pages in any history book. I've only ever seen a paragraph. And looking at my nieces history books in school now, it's a sentence at most. And in Texas, they've taken it out of the history books altogether. So 30 pages, I want to see that history book you're talking about.
Having a stretch. I was given the benefit of the doubt. I'm generous.
Okay. Sorry, my bad.
So
go ahead.
With that being said, again and again and again, if we don't, as a people, and I don't know where we would get the power to have this happen or what have you not, but we have to demand that be put in these history books and taught in these schools. Because, like I said, it's microwave. This is a microwave history lesson for 28 days that we're getting from McDonald's, who could care less. Oh, I want to feed you McDonald's so I can kill you from the inside, knowing a Black man can't eat that stuff. So
So, Raul, let me share something with you.
Frederick Douglass and all of these other individuals that they highlight, which are the same individuals they've been highlighting for the last 60, 70 years, we gotta do something different. We gotta demand something different.
So let me show you about the difference between what they teach us and what we can do to help teach ourselves. And this is just a real quick thing, okay? And it's kind of getting away from the Black History Month topic to just a basic history lesson. So I grew up in Selma, Alabama, right?
Uh-huh.
And with the onset of the movie Selma, you know, there has been national and now global attention on the whole civil rights movement and the right to vote, okay?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I have an aunt that was beat on that bridge in Selma on Bloody Sunday.
Mm.
And from the time I started school until just this past summer,
mm-hmm.
whenever we get together, she would tell us about that time period and what happened mm-hmm. that day, Bloody Sunday, and the events leading up to that. I
mm-hmm.
was fed that history lesson every day with breakfast, almost. That's what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the movie to see a movie that I easily could have written from memory that I don't have, that someone
mm-hmm.
else gave me.
Mm-hmm.
There, from kindergarten through college, has never been a history book that I've ever read or picked up that taught me a single thing about the events that happened in Selma, ever.
Mm-hmm.
No teacher has ever taught me that. My aunt taught me that. So I went to see this movie, Selma, about a hometown, my hometown that I grew up in, with
mm-hmm.
six women that has never been to Selma.
Mm.
We leave the movie theater. We meet at a restaurant. We sit down to eat and to discuss the movie. All six of these women, all of them, the first thing they said was, you know, I always thought that Dr. King was there on Bloody Sunday. And
mm-hmm.
I'm blown, okay? I'm
mm-hmm.
blown because here's a history that you hear about the right to vote. You hear about the Selma to Montgomery March. And you hear there's a whole country of people that takes a
mm-hmm.
certain part of their history for granted.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up knowing that Dr. King wasn't there today.
Mm-hmm.
It took a movie 50 years later to tell a nation of people what I've known for the last 43 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that is, in a very, 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 very small way, how I can relate to personal responsibility to history.
Mm-hmm.
That is something, if you want to know about, there, not only my aunt, there are 500 other individuals that was on that bridge that day can walk in a classroom, any classroom in America, and that is one history lesson that they can teach.
Absolutely.
But before and up until this movie came out, nobody wanted to hear about Selma. You have people to tell you in a heartbeat, oh, I don't vote. My vote don't count anyway. Not even understanding the shoulders of the people that they're standing on, that the
mm-hmm.
right that they're taking for granted and pissing on, somebody actually bled for.
Absolutely.
So for us, here's why I don't have a problem with Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
Black History Month, in its intent, is perfect. I think Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Carter G. Woodson had the right idea.
Okay.
He has long passed away. Is it his fault that we dropped the torch and let it be picked up by individuals that are not even remotely interested in us being in this country? let alone celebrating a history in this country. So when we talk about they, I'm very careful with the reference of they. They being white people, they being some power structure. So you want them to empower you? You want them to own the responsibility of teaching you your history?
Not at all.
With a few clicks of the mouse, I learn about the history of Black History Month in this country. Is there some limitation that is preventing all of us from having that position?
Not at all, and I agree with you 1,000%. We as a people have been lazy on not only just our history, but history altogether. My point here is that it doesn't take until February 1st for you to light a fire to go click the mouse. You should be clicking the mouse, and most of us are clicking the mouse and living the mouse 366 days a year. And it don't take till February 1st through the 28th to highlight it and say, oh, okay, this is what y'all should have been doing all year round. And we can talk here all day about how it should be, but I'm talking about how it is. So what's frustrating you, Tiki, is about how it is that most Negroes are lazy on their own history. But if they go get some history, they're going to wait until February when everything else is coming out and let somebody else tell it to them.
Well, I don't have a problem with how it is, because I don't have a problem with Black History Month. And if Black History Month is the only time that some kid that has never heard of Carter G. Wilson, if that's the only time he gets to hear about him, then I'm fine with Black History Month. Because one little drop of knowledge, to me, is infinitely more valuable than none at all. And if you take away Black History Month... If you take away Black History Month, they don't get anything.
Yeah, you just said it and made it clear that where are they going to get that information at? They're not going to get that information in the schools. We made it very clear. The schools are not going to tell you about Mr. Wilson. It's going to come from Tiki. It's going to come from family. It's going to come from somebody else associated or related. And my
right.
point
and
is,
if that
they're doing
conversations
that all year
don't
round.
Start. And if those conversations don't start until February 1st, then I'm good with it. All right, I see we have another caller on from L.A. Is it James?
Yeah, hello?
Hi, James. Welcome to the Cafe Mahogany.
How you doing? I just want to say I'm in total agreement with two on this one.
Okay.
I feel that Black history isn't taught in school as well. And I don't know why it seems like it's important for them to acknowledge their history that we must learn about. Why is it not important when it comes to my Black history? I know I'm not just going to rely on them, but if it's that important for you to teach me about your history, then maybe you should teach me about my history also. Or those
right.
Of,
I agree with you.
You know,
I think our history is missing from history books. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, as far as you're saying about Black History Month being celebrated for all Black people, I don't see a problem in celebrating those individuals who have stood out amongst the crowd of Black people so that those who don't know can know that we did invent the straightening comb or the stoplight or the internet or the cell phone for that reason, or even television. You know what I'm saying? I understand we're talking as a people, but why not get those who have stood out and maybe take a couple of days out of that month or every day acknowledge someone who is, you know, producing something positive for the Black community. I don't see a problem with that, although it was brought about.
I think that's the thing that Tuke does have a problem with, is it not, Tuke?
You know, I understand Black history but I don't really, celebrate or try to do things above and beyond, because my Black history is every day. And
right.
I feel like this is the way that they are pacifying us at the race.
Who are they? Who's pacifying
things that
us?
Have been done in the past to us. So let's, like 2%, let's just give them February. You know, okay, that's fine, because although it was created by a Black man, it has to be approved by the powers that be. Period.
Right.
What powers that be?
That's
who is exactly do you think it is putting their stamp of approval on Black History Month and telling you, okay, go celebrate?
Well, they stamped and approved Dr. King's birthday. It's a step to put it out there to say, okay, yeah, we're going to do this. And what? Arizona was like, well, we're not. So it's like, until we get that stamp of approval, the powers that be, there's really nothing we can do to just start up on our own.
So you're saying, who are the powers that be? Are you saying the government has approved Black History Month or something?
I don't know who does. I have no idea who does. I'm not going to pick out a white race. Well, I'm just saying the powers that be, those who make the decisions of how our life go around. That's how I'm going to put it. I have no idea who it is. It could be Black people. I don't know. But I'm saying there's no Mexican month. There's no Chinese month. Why is it still the need to give Black people their month?
Why is there a need?
You see what I'm saying? Period. I mean, all I want is the dignity that I deserve and the equality that I deserve. That's all I want year-round.
Right.
Okay, you don't want Black History Month because they approved it, but you do
want
it taught in schools.
It just for that month, man. I'm saying, why not do it the year round? Why not we could just celebrate that on our own?
If you want it year round, but it's not happening for Chinese and Mexicans, I don't get it. I'm sorry.
Okay, listen to me. What I'm saying is, why do they feel that? Why is it felt the need for Black History Month? Why is it felt the need for that? I believe it felt the need, or it was quote unquote given to us or approved by those, like I said, the powers that be situation. Like, okay, we did this, they want this month, we'll give them that month. Okay, they can have that. There's no mainstream media, you know what I'm saying, putting out anything about Black History Month, but you'll hear about Christmas. You'll hear about, you know, Thanksgiving, and that's just the date. You won't hear about Black History Month unless you want Black Radio or unless you want BET, those other outlets to name. Come join
I disagree with you. I hear about Black History Month from major corporations. Pepsi.
I'm saying you don't
Tide,
anything.
Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is as mainstream as you're gonna get in America.
I'm asking about mainstream media, not product sales. Fox, NBC, CBS. Why is that CBS centric?
I have never on MSNBC seen or heard them say anything about Christmas.
No, it's not Christmas anymore. It's holiday season, happy holidays.
It's a happy holiday.
No, okay.
Christmas.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm sorry. They do celebrate that. That's why sets are decorated with, you know, trees and trimmings and all those things. I mean, we can go into that. But my thing is, I just don't think that Black History Month makes a big significant impact on today's society. I believe that we should celebrate those individuals who have stood out so that people can learn about the things about the Black people have done and our history.
I agree.
Okay.
That's
well, James?
What I
just think it could be done in June and July and August.
Exactly.
Here come February, light up the fire. Let's hear about the Blacks.
Well, James, thank you for your comments. Don't go nowhere. We want you to hang around. We have another caller. We're going to try to give everybody a chance to make sure that they let us know why that they're not a fan of Black History Month. So if you can hold one moment.
They are a fan. You are a fan.
They could be a fan. So
yes.
I think we have another caller. Togo, are you on?
Yes, I'm here. How are you guys doing?
Hi.
Togo.
Okay. First of all, Tiki gave some great information about the history of Negro Education Week, but it actually goes back a little bit further than that, back to 1920, when Carter G. Woodson, who became an honorary member of my fraternity, Omega Psi Phi, in 1920, gave a presentation at our national conference in 1920, and said that he wanted he wanted the community, the Negro community, to be educated on the accomplishments of Negroes. He then challenged all the brothers at that convention to go back into their communities, into their churches, which were the pillars of our communities, still are, and then in those churches, they told the teachers to go into the school and teach about the accomplishments of African Americans. So,
right.
I know earlier you were using the term celebrate, and I kind of wanted you, I'm not asking you to do it now, but I kind of wanted you to define celebrate, because I think if we get away from celebrating it and, you know, use it as a tool of education, I think that that's more important. And I definitely agree with you. Go ahead.
See, this thing is being misconstrued. I understand. I agree with you. The education is essential. What I'm talking about and celebrate is that is the approach of modern-day acknowledgement then of Black History Month. It's approached as a celebration nationally. I understand what you guys are saying individually. Great, you're right, and you're great historians and all that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. No. I'm with you. And now I want to say this. I want to give you guys this bit of information too, and then I'll let you guys continue with the healthy dialogue. September is Hispanic Heritage Month, September 15th through October 15th. October is German-American Heritage Month, and we know that because Oktoberfest is celebrated in October.
October is
Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual, Transgender History Month. October is Italian Heritage Month. October is Polish-American Heritage Month. November is Native American Heritage Month. December is AIDS Awareness Month. World AIDS Day is there. January is when we celebrate the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King. February is Black History Month. March is Women's History Month. March is Irish American History Month. April is Scottish American History Month. May is Asian and Pacific Islander Month. May has
Ain't
Cinco
de Mayo.
Mayo
in May too. Ain't there some Mexican celebration in May?
Yep. And May is
That's
Jewish American History Month. June is Caribbean American Heritage Month. June is Black Music Month. June is when Juneteenth is celebrated. And July is Independence Day. This calendar of History Month comes from St. Louis University of all the heritage celebrations in the United States. So,
what I need you to do for me, Togo, I need you to go on Blog Talk and help me find, not only on Blog Talk, but anywhere in radio. And I need to find any of these other cultures that have a problem with their Heritage Month.
That have a problem with their heritage. Ooh.
Yes. That they are anti Cinco de Mayo. That, you know, I want to know the Mexicans. I want to know the Germans. Okay. I want to know who's upset with Oktoberfest.
Right.
Any
exactly.
other nationality of
because
people but black people.
Don't find no Mexican. Cinco de Mayo is just what it is. May 5th. You talking about a month? We don't have a month.
Well, okay. Well, any
fall.
Other? Well, forget Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
other month.
Exactly.
Any other culture
not a
of people.
For it. There's no need for it. It's ridiculous.
Well, everybody else has their month, but we dislike our culture anyway.
Right. That now there is. Thank you. Now here is the true problem on the table.
No, it's not because there's nothing
That's
about
the
me that don't like
table.
My culture. What is that?
This,
that means I don't like
exactly
my culture.
What it
I don't
is.
Like because I don't like Black History Month. I don't like the way that others celebrate me. I don't like me. Oh, come on. Really?
What others are saying? Nobody is celebrating you. Nobody.
No,
white Americans aren't celebrating
you. No, this is the
whole
thing. So to be honest about it, really, do you really believe that it's you that's leading this month? You believe
no.
that?
No.
My point
but
is,
that's what I'm saying. So this is what, Tiki, this just for a minute, just bear with me for a minute. So the point is, if
if it was you running this month, if you really believed it was us individually in our communities running this month, don't you think it would be a little bit more reflective of what it's intended or originally intended to be? Don't you think it would be more prevalent? Do you really think they're doing responsible and being accountable and making use of this month and acknowledging Black history?
And my point
I would love for you to get it, and I would love to understand who they are.
That's my point. My point is, instead of saying they've given us this month or they the powers that be, we know who it is. As Ra or James said, okay, white people. If white people control the commercial spend and dollars in this, you know, they're commercializing everything, they're taking over Black culture, okay, fine. But my point is, when do we take ownership of our culture and say, okay, we're going to promote it every week. We're going to promote every week of a year, every month of a year. Why don't we take ownership? Okay, Tuke, if you're not happy with February, why don't you do Black History educational events every week in July?
You are saying exactly my point, brother. I never said not do it at all. I said we need to be all year. We don't need a specified month to light the fire. I agree with you. I agree with Tiki. But we all saying the same thing, except this isolated month is ridiculous. That's what I'm saying.
So to Tiki's point, do it and stop knocking February just because it's there.
That's all I've been saying all night.
Just do it.
That's all I have been saying all night.
I mean,
and I don't understand.
I'll tell you this, and then I'm going to jump off. As the Q's, like I said, he first introduced this at our national convention in 1920. We celebrated in November, every second week of November.
Right.
Oh, I mean, good. I'm glad you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. My point is, you know what I'm saying, and the topic of this show is why you are or not a fan of Black History Month. Not about you bringing your responsibility and going out and teaching history. I get that. I'm with you with that. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it's brushed over because I think this month and the isolation of this month of recognizing my people, I think is ludicrous. Because of that, I'm not identifying with myself and my people. Come on, guys.
Listen, you're making this about something that's not.
Oh,
you really are.
I'm making it about
something. Yeah, you're making it about something that's not. Nobody's really accusing you of that.
The point of the show is you're not a
fan of Black History Month.
Tuke, how many Black History Events are you going to in February?
I'm sorry, what you say?
Tuke, how many Black History events are you going to in the month of February?
That's not the point. You know what I'm saying? Because we can talk about many other issues about my activism. We can go on that, brother, if that's what you want to do. Because I'm a very active, you know, pastor in my community. So we can go on and do all that, but that's not what this show is about. This is about why I don't like the month, period, and why we've had two callers and two callers only, why other people feel this way. And we need to talk about, again, before this show and this or that, had you ever talked about this subject before? We're talking about something that people don't talk about. They don't talk about publicly. There are people that are not fans of this month. And
are
they
you,
don't need to be attacked for not knowing
from what I've gathered
they don't
from
like
talking,
are you
from what I've gathered from talking to you and the two callers, from what I've gathered from talking to you and the two callers, I understand why you don't like it, because you know very little about it. And if it was something I knew very little about, like I know very little about reality shows, and I don't like them, but that don't stop them from happening. That don't stop people from enjoying them. That don't stop people from watching them.
Yeah, okay.
That's the truth. That's the truth of the matter.
It's not the truth, and I don't think it's fair to attack me or anybody about their knowledge of
it. This is not an attack. You and two other callers have had your say about why you don't like it. So if me and Togo are kind of on the same accord, it's an attack now, you still
have
the majority in this conversation.
You're coming at it from the position that because we don't like it, we're unknowledgeable because we don't like it.
That's
like
just my
personal opinion. Let me finish my point. Like if I sat here and I educated you about reality shows, you couldn't possibly, after I educated you, you couldn't possibly not like it. Yes, you could still not like it and know everything about it.
And
right?
That's fine. If you still don't like it, it's still okay.
I don't like the premise of the need of the month. I think
right.
We are very productive citizens in this country all year round. So take your month and go do something with it.
Who
again,
would you like to
as
take?
As I said before, whoever the powers that be, which we know is none of us, that have the power to recognize this month. We don't
yes,
have the power
is.
To set it aside. We don't have the power to come and change
the power. The Association
who?
For the Study of African American Life and History, and which a professor at Howard University is the president of, that is the organization. That is the powers that be. Those are the people. That is the board of African Americans that keep Black History Month alive in America. Those they that you keep referring to don't give a damn about Black History Month.
Yeah, so if they don't give a damn, how it keep showing up on your calendars, Tiki? Huh? How does it keep showing up on your calendars? Or do you think these black-led organizations got enough power to push? I mean, when we ain't just talking about because we got Obama.
Gangs have continued to reference.
Huh?
They simply don't exist.
Okay.
They don't exist, too, those people. White people in America don't care about Black History Month.
Well, I agree with you. Which, you know, it comes back, I believe, comes back to my point. They don't care about Black History Month, so why does it keep showing up on our calendars? What is the motivation for it?
Because
you know, I don't
the
care.
Association
huh?
for the Study of African American Life and History, that organization feels that what Dr. Carter G. Wilson founded needs to continue. And this is a board of black people. It is not a board of days. It is not a board of people that are in power, these mythical white people that are pulling these puppet strings. It's not them. It's a board of black people with a professor from Howard University sitting on the board as a president. Black people are promoting this month, this holiday. This organization of people is keeping this month's holiday alive. Black people. I told you about 10 times on the show what the name of the organization is that's behind the promotion of Black History Month.
Well, I heard you all 10 times. But, you know, the point is we had a position to agree to disagree in the sense of what I choose to believe. I don't choose to believe that they have the power to keep that going. So you're educated on where, you know, you're being told is coming from, and I agree with you. You know, that's great. But I don't think, you know, I believe that there's a power that be over that has a separate invested interest in keeping this going for, you know, the motivations that I see clearly as to why we continue to have this. To the day I die, we'll keep seeing this month because there's an interest in continuing to show the history of black people that's not necessarily positive.
Okay. So on that note, we'll take a caller. I think we have someone from California named Evelyn Orn.
Okay.
Good evening. I just want to be brief. How are you?
Great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I just want to be
welcome.
Brief. I've been listening to everyone back and forth, and I'm just going to be brief. I have a couple of points, and both of you do have valid points. But I think Black History Month has turned to be much like Christmas is. It's just a financial game. The powers that be that are keeping it going are also, there's concerts and different things like that. The black dollar is one of the most powerful dollars out there. So this is one of the months that they capitalize on us spending our money. Now, when you also look at in the school systems, I have a 16-year-old that has went to private school and public school.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been on both sides of the fence. And in private school, they did actually absolutely nothing. They may have had maybe one day out of the month. But now what I find interesting that she is in a charter school, which is a public school, she gets Black History 24/7. It's not just on February. Matter of fact, February comes and they have everything but Black History going on. So it's important as a community. And let me back up a little bit with that. My child did not get interested in Black History until she decided on her own. It's up to us as individuals, as society, as a black community to enlighten our children of where they come from so they know where they're going. And that's what this should really be all about. And it's not just February. So I understand what he's saying about February and why he doesn't like February, because they glorify the February. But what we have to start doing as a community is glorifying our people all year long.
And now, do you understand, and I want to make sure that we're all clear, do you understand that when you reference they and the promotion of the month of February, that you're talking about corporations?
Yes, I realize
okay.
that. It's,
so I want to be sure that you know that in your context, that they means corporations that are spending dollars to commercialize Black History Month.
Because we spend money. African American dollars is one of the number one grossing. It's Black America. We spend our money. We don't believe in saving. We believe in saving our money. We got to have the biggest rims. We got to have the chains. We got to have the Gucci and Uchi and everybody else. We spend our money. We advertise. They advertise toward us. And February is just another month to glorify for you to spend that money that you thought you were holding on to.
And when that happens, let's be clear, Evelyn, on with their success of doing so, who owns responsibility for that? Who's spending the money?
Big corporate America is getting the money. We are
getting the money.
Out.
Who's spending the money?
We're spending the money. Oh, yeah, we're spending the money. But is the money coming back to the community is the other thing. We're spending the money at these McDonald's and so on and so forth, but is it coming back to us?
Should it?
Well, we should be trying to spend more money within our own community. We should be trying to deal with Black-owned businesses a lot more. We should, if we wanted to really celebrate the month of February, then why aren't we in February dealing with more black owned businesses? If we're so called celebrating where we came from and where we're trying to go, if we're trying to move ahead as a people.
I'm sorry. Can we miss your comment? What did you say, Took?
Go ahead. No, I said I wanted to. She said celebrating, and I think Togo made a good point. We're not celebrating, we're acknowledging. So, you know, and Evelyn, I understand where you're coming from wholeheartedly. And you know, I mean, I don't know if this is your first time. Thank you for listening in on Cafe Mahogany. I don't know if this is your first time listening to Took and Tiki, if you've ever followed, but we periodically like this, so. It's good radio and it's good discussion. But once again, that's what happens when you talk about what we don't talk about.
Subject
that needs to be talked about and what comes out of it. What came out of tonight, you know, and the heated discussion, I think was more education than most people bargained for when they tuned in. And, you know, not only the history that Tiki brought, but, you know, I mean, before Togo came on, I had no idea there was such a calendar as such, and I think we need to do what we can to promote and get that calendar out. But I think but I thank you so much for your call, Evelyn, and everyone's
yes,
call.
Yes, I've listened. Yeah, I have listened you. Before. I've heard you two before. I think you two are fantastic. So I'm usually
thank
more
you.
Shy and kind of reserved, and I usually don't jump in. But
again.
I just thought I'd throw my two cents in there.
No, please, because I think I – look, Evelyn, I'm happy to have you because I've been in the minority on this show tonight. A man is showing up, trying to throw a little
they showing up.
No,
we can't
right.
let that happen.
Yeah, they don't know. They are acknowledging.
You hold your own, Kiki. You hold your own.
Well, yeah, as you can see, she holds her own in company of no matter how many men. So don't go there with that one.
Okay, but seriously, Evelyn, thank you. And I also enjoy James and Ra and that
right.
dialogue. I did. It gave me an opportunity to, you know, say some stuff.
So with
but
that,
yes,
with
I
that
think
thing,
this would be a. I think the cafe would be a decidedly boring place if Tuke and I got on here and agreed about everything.
Oh, that's never going to happen.
That's never going to happen. Because he thinks he knows it all, and I know that he don't. So we're gonna debate some stuff in the cafe from time to time. Because that's
right.
how we roll.
Right, and that's how we roll. And thinking about how we roll, since we start on a light note, I want to end on a light note.
Go for it,
we
bro.
We gonna have to do something. There's not a coincidence. We had three callers, at least, that we took tonight, and they all came from the California time zone. There is something wrong, and we know what it is. I'm going to get on the horn and call Fox and tell them to move that damn show to another date.
Empire. You know what? No. Let me tell you. I watched all four episodes of Empire yesterday.
Oh, my God. See, there you go.
Don't fall out your chair. I watched all four episodes, Tuke.
Tiki, did you enjoy Empire?
I did, but to make it to episode four,
no,
I
no.
had to have.
Did you enjoy Empire, Tiki?
I enjoyed Empire. And no, guess what? It's not a reality show.
Yeah, well, just to let you know, since it's something that you reality show take it to another level. So you can start off with Empire. That's like reality light.
Whatever. Listen, Lee Daniels, I thought. So real quick before we go, and I know we're leaving in about 3 minutes, so we're on this lighter note, right? So Lee
mm-hmm.
Daniels, I think this is Lee Daniels of the Butler fame, right? The movie The Butler.
Right.
I saw the trailers, you guys, for Empire, and I remember thinking, so a trailer is a movie or a TV show's opportunity to incite your interest, right? The problem with Empire is that the trailers failed to incite my interest. It didn't, the trailers were not well done. I have to write Lee Daniels about that, because the show is infinitely better than anything the trailers put out there.
Right.
I am as a writer, and I, you know, in my mind, I think I'm a writer, right? No, I haven't published anything, but in my mind, I think I'm a writer. As a writer, there's nothing I enjoy more than character development. I like walking away from a show feeling like I know that person and can remember the name of the character, right? Lee Daniels does an excellent job with this TV show of making these people seem like somebody you know.
Right.
And for me, that's what makes good TV.
That's it. And
that
the big
is why
thing
I like
about
Scandal,
it, the big,
because
the
you
big
think you know
going, right.
who Kerry Washington is. I mean, you think
right.
you know who Olivia Pope is, right?
Right.
So this kid, Jamal, who is by far and away my favorite, you know, on the show Empire, and Cookie, you know, I'm like, Cookie
right.
and Jamal,
yeah.
and Akeem, I know these people now. So I think Lee Daniels has done a phenomenal job with character development.
Right.
And usually for most people, they like to settle down and get into the story.
Right.
For me, the character has to tell me that story. And I think they did a great job. It'll probably be another four episodes aired before I sit down and catch up
right.
to where everybody
yeah.
else is. But I just wanted to let you know that I have seen Empire,
well,
my esteemed co-host.
I am definitely moved by that. And, you know, the buzz of the show is Denzel is about to join the show.
Well, you know, that sparked my interest, let me be honest.
I had a feeling that might have done a little bit.
Let me tell the truth and shame the devil.
Yeah, so I want to see how they go, like you said, character and, you know, development. I wonder how they're going to, you know, form him into the show. So, I mean, I'm excited about watching it. So, and I'm more excited that you watching it. So we got something to talk about offline.
All right, so join us next week, guys, in the cafe. James, Ra, Evelyn, it was a pleasure. Took.
Yes.
Let's talk, man. We got to find something to argue about next week.
Oh, and you know we will.
Same time, same place.
Company, what do you want from me and my scars? Everybody lack confidence. Everybody lack confidence. How many times my potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this. I feel myself. The world is a ghetto. Big dumb as a dick. I feel myself. They can do what they want with me. They want out of my mind. I feel myself. We just gotta get up. Life is worth the short time. I feel myself. One day at a time. Turn those shadows.
You're listening to Team Broadcasting.